Hello, everyone. We're so glad you could join us for part... Oh, doggone it.
Whoa, what's going on here? What's with all the smoke?
I'm trying to perfect my grandmother's oatmeal cookie recipe. I just took them out of the oven, and they turned out... Well, let's just say they didn't.
Well, you know we have a Cubcast to do, right?
I thought they'd be done by the time we started. I've been working on this recipe for 3 days now.
3 days? Is that all? It took Edison about 10,000 prototypes before he got the light bulb, right? Even Albert Einstein once said it wasn't so much that he was smart, he just stuck with it longer.
Wow. Really? Okay. I feel better. I'll tackle this recipe again when we're finished here. So, welcome to part one of our May Cubcast, everyone. Our topic this month is... Oh my... Perseverance.
Bingo.
Joining us today to talk about perseverance is Karen Tampkin, who is currently serving as the San Diego Imperial Council Commissioner in California. She's been an active volunteer for over 20 years and will be teaching Putting Pizzazz in Cub Scouting at the Philmont Training Center this summer. Karen, welcome to Cubcast.
Hello, I'm happy to be here.
Now, the June core value is perseverance. So what do we want the boys to learn about that? What's the takeaway?
Never give up. Learning a new skill requires practice and a lot of effort. But what's important is that they're proud of every improvement as they increase their skills and they do their best. Thomas Edison said, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. And he invented the light bulb. So some pretty exciting results can come from being perseverant.
All right, let's talk about ways to incorporate this idea. The suggested academics and sports program for June is geography and bicycling. How can the boys use those to practice perseverance?
Well, geography is really cool. The tiger cubs in their book look at a map of their community. The wolves plan an outdoor activity with an adult. The bears plan an outdoor family day themselves. Imagine, scouts can learn more about a place that they're visiting with their family this summer. You could follow the trip on a map and make a list of all the cool things about the place you're going to visit. Talk with parents about what they want to do and how they're going to do it. When the boys know more about how long it takes to get somewhere and how wonderful it is when they arrive, they learn patience, and that's perseverance too. When bicycling, they can improve their bike knowledge and skill and learn bicycle safety. Then they get confidence about bicycles.
You're right. It's those little victories when you're trying to learn that will keep you going.
Absolutely. And think about taking a family bicycle hike. You can keep track of how far you ride each time and plan to ride a little further each time.
That sounds great. Well, what specific activities can be planned to help reinforce perseverance?
Well, setting a goal to improve skills at anything this summer and keeping track of the progress. How about physical fitness? Great time to get outdoors and learn all kinds of things. The best place to learn new skills and improve on others is at Cub Scout Day Camp and Resident Camp. That's the place to try new things. Perseverance is essential in mastering those skills, like baiting a fishing hook, shooting an arrow at a target, or learning to swim.
Karen, any suggestions on how scout parents can get involved?
By encouraging their scouts to keep trying and being persistent. And also reminding the scout how far he's already come. Sometimes kids think they should know everything right away, and they don't understand that it takes a while to learn a new skill.
It's also good, I think, for the parents to show that they have to persevere with certain things as well.
Absolutely. As leaders and parents, we set that example for perseverance. Nobody does anything perfect the first time. It would be a good idea to share your experience with your scout and how you mastered a skill. In order to succeed, you've got to be willing to fail. And that's perseverance.
That is very true. Well, Karen, we all know that the resource guide is a great place to look, but what are some things you can do to engage the boys that might not be listed there?
June is planting time, so I suggest that families plant a seed outdoors, whether it's a flower, a vegetable, a fruit, and then the boys can watch it, water it, and feed it. They can take care of the weeds around it and persevere through all the weather of the summer and watch it bloom and grow. And perseverance also means that if something goes wrong with the plant, taking care of it and trying to help it. Because bugs love plants just as much as the rest of us.
You know, I've always said that I don't have a green thumb, and I think it's just because I don't persevere in that area. So you're right, I need to try again.
Well, Karen, I want to thank you for persevering through 20 years of involvement with the Scouts. But anything we've not discussed regarding the June core value of perseverance that you think ought to be shared with our listeners?
That we all persevere in our own way. We persevere through the Cub Scout program. We persevere outdoors and in our everyday life. And when boys learn that, they learn how to succeed for over a lifetime.
Well, I do believe I can tackle anything now. Karen, thanks so much for helping us learn a little bit more about perseverance today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, after this short commercial break, we shall carry on with important tips and reminders.
Aircraft carriers, jet skis, helicopters, bat houses, toolboxes, Blackbird jets, 4x4 trucks, BSA Supply has new and improved woodcraft kits. 13 new styles and 10 updated old favorites, plus an all-new catapult kit. Cleanly pre-cut and ready to assemble, your Cub Scouts can build these in one den meeting and then let their imaginations run wild. And there's more. Pricing on these kits is now lower than ever. See all the updated craft kits at your local Scout shop or visit scoutstuff.org.
And now for the timely reminders. Would you like to start us off, Rob?
Why, yes, I would. This is a busy time of year for outings, but if you haven't heard by now, as of March 1st, 2011, what was previously known as local and national tour permits will be replaced by what is now called the tour plan. Units complete a tour plan when planning a local, national, or international adventure. The plan helps ensure the unit is properly prepared, that qualified and trained leaders are in place, and that the right equipment is available.
A unit should obtain a tour plan if they plan a trip of 500 miles or more from the home base. Most short in-town den trips of a few hours do not require a tour plan. However, it is recommended that Cub Scouts obtain permission slips from parents before going on an in-town outing. Every registered direct contact leader can complete a tour plan application online. Just go to scouting.org and type tour plan worksheet in the search field.
Now is the time to finalize plans for earning the Summertime Pack Award. All your activity leaders should have their activities for each of the summer months ready to go.
Plus, you should be recruiting your popcorn colonel about now. The committee chair is the person responsible for appointing someone, but if you know an individual who would make a good candidate, mention it to your den leader, who can then pass the suggestion on to your committee chair. Ah, the music cue means we're at the end of part one. Thanks to our guest, Karen Tamkin.
Now go ahead and click on part two if you want to learn the secrets to recruiting tiger cubs. Next month, we hope you'll tune in for a great discussion of the July core value, which is courage.
Which is what I hope you have when you try my cookies.
Oh,
thanks
boy.
For listening, everyone. I'm Kristen McCollum. Okay, are we done? Let's see. We start with one stick of butter and mix with one cup of brown sugar.
And I'm Rob McCollum. Allow me to leave you with a quote about perseverance from the great Green Bay Packers coach, Vince Lombardi. It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up.